The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Baba Yakubu. In the headlines, private legal practitioner Yao Opong says Attorney General can still pursue the Wayomi case at Supreme Court. Public Accounts Committee takes on Minister of Agriculture for failing to recoup loans given to farmers. For the fourth consecutive time, Ghana tops WAEC annual international competition for senior high schools. Chancellor of UPSA bemoans high rate at which people travel outside the country for higher education. And Japan marks fifth anniversary of devastating earthquake that left more than 18,000 dead. The news in detail. The state has failed in its appeal against the High Court acquittal and discharge of businessman Alfred Agbesi-Wayomi over the 51.2 million judgment debt. The three-member panel of judges of the Court of Appeal dismissed the application filed by the Attorney General to set aside the High Court decision. Mr. Wayomi was charged with defrauding by false pretenses and causing financial loss to the state. The trial judge, Justice John Ajednasam, however, acquitted and discharged Mr. Wayomi for no wrongdoing. The AG, not satisfied with the judgment, filed an appeal to set aside the decision over claims that the presiding judge erred in law when he stated that the prosecution woefully failed to establish any case against Mr. Wayomi when a prima facie case had been established against him. The Court of Appeal also upheld the decision of the High Court, saying there was no miscarriage of justice in the judgment and accordingly dismissed the state's appeal. We bring you a report by Beatrice Opong and Yvonne Asariofe. Meanwhile, a private legal practitioner, Yao Opong, says the state, through the Attorney General, can still pursue the Wayomi case at the Supreme Court if it is not satisfied with the ruling of the appeal court. According to him, the discharge and acquittal of Alfred Wayomi does not mean the Attorney General cannot pursue the case any longer. Speaking on our current affairs program Behind the News last night, Mr. Opong believes justice has been served, noting that it is a proof that the legal system offers opportunity for all citizens to make their case. He said, this notwithstanding, what should be done is to recover money the Supreme Court earlier asked Mr. Wayomi to refund.
The ruling only confirms that we are in that belief in due process, that whenever anybody is dissatisfied with a decision, there's always an opportunity up to the final court, which is the Supreme Court. So if the Attorney General is dissatisfied with this decision, it is he alone, this case, that can determine that another opportunity at the Supreme Court should be available, remedies for us.
But does it mean that Wayomi is free and there's no way that he could be jailed over the 51 million judgment debt?
Well, as it stands now, the Court of Appeal has affirmed the decision of the High Court, which, to use your word, set him free. But it doesn't mean that that is the end. As I said, if the Attorney General believes that this decision wrong, as you did believe in the first, the High Court one, there's still an opportunity at the Supreme Court. And if the Supreme Court set aside both the Court of Appeal decision, which will have also led to the setting aside of the High Court decision, they can then confirm or just affirm the charge and then pronounce the appropriate punishment for the gentleman. But what we have to also add is that this decision does not have any bearing, in my view, on the decision of the Supreme Court that the gentleman must refund all the money paid to him. So he may, at this stage, not be a candidate at Nsawem or any prison in Ghana, but there is still a liability on him to pay fully the money that the state has paid to him.
But then, if we are talking about the criminal aspect, can you clarify whether does it mean that he is free forever?
What I'm saying is that this state he is free, but until the Attorney General goes to the Supreme Court, if she believes that this judgment is also wrong, and the Supreme Court setting aside the High Court, the Court of Appeal judgment and the High Court judgment, until that, then he is free.
Private legal practitioner Yao Opong. The lead counsel for Alfred Wayomi, Ken Anku, said his client believes justice has been served in the appeals court ruling. He said Mr. Wayomi is a happy man who believes in the justice system. He told Behind the News that he does not believe the current situation will change, saying his client has a strong case.
Did you anticipate this ruling, or you were surprised with the ruling?
As a lawyer, when you are given a brief and instructions by your client, you evaluate it and see the merits and demerits. From day one, I inherited this brief, at the Court of Appeal, because I was not his lawyer at the High Court. Now, having evaluated all the records of appeal, I had no doubt that the judge at the trial, or the trial court judge, did a fantastic job. He looked at the fact, he looked at the law, and he came to the determination that no, there is no way this man should go to jail.
Well, so now your client is a free man.
Yes, until and except something happens, but he's a free man. That is what the Court of Appeal says.
Well, you said until something happens. Are you expecting something to pop up?
When I say until something happens, that is a normal term that we use in court. So for example, if I get a judgment at the High Court, I'll tell you that until and except it is overturned, that is the law. So I'm speaking in legal language.
Lead counsel of Alfred Agwesiwo Yomi Ken Anku. Away from the courts, the Minister of Communications, Dr. Edward Omanibuama, says GBC is poised to improve upon its efficiency and effectiveness without compromising on quality delivery. He says GBC's proceeds from TV license and a restructured means of recovering debts from its creditors will put GBC on its footing to transmit to all the nooks and crannies. He said it is anticipated that within the next 5 years, GBC will be weaned off government subvention. Dr. Omanibuama said this when he led the corporation to appear before the Public Accounts Committee of Parliament. The PSC was considering the reports of the Auditor General for the years 2011, 2012 and 2013. A major issue that came was the level of debt owed GBC by corporate entities.
We are not in limbo because TV license is being collected. We are not in limbo because they are collecting their debts. We are not in limbo because we believe the Ministry of Finance is looking at the goods and service that was approved for the ministry, and for that matter, GBC as well. I'm unable to state emphatically that it will be at this point that the Ministry of Finance will release some money to this effect for very good reasons. I do not have the power to say that, but we also don't expect GBC to wait to have all the money before they pay ECG. They have been encouraged to go into restructuring of the debt, which will ensure that with payment of certain reasonable percentages, they will be able to restore supply of electrical power. Even a situation where ECG also runs certain advertisements on their network has also been explored, particularly with the outgoing Director General, where they think that the cost of the adverts can also feed into the indebtedness. You may call it a barter system, yes, and so we are confident that one, proceeds from TV license, debt collection, two, three, reducing consumption but not compromising the efficiency and effectiveness.
Minister of Communications, Dr. Omanibuama, the Acting Director General of GBC, Mrs. Francisca Ashitiwodunton, said when it comes to the collection of TV license, the corporation has put in place the needed mechanism to ensure it receives a targeted revenue.
It's not business as usual. I cannot blame you because maybe some people don't get the signal. But currently, you can pay online, you can pay through mobile money, you can pay through the banks, you can pay at all the regional GBC regional offices. You can pay to for the hotels, the Ghana Hoteliers Association. So you can pay at any hotel, any of the hotels, and some at some post offices. And we actually, when we started this collection, we've divided the whole country into 82 territories. Our intention is to get agents to do the collection on our behalf. And indeed, we did advertise in the newspapers for the agents. And we are going through the process. Yes, you apply. We advertise in the paper. If you meet the criteria, you must be a citizen of Ghana, basically, as the first thing. What we are doing to make sure that our money is not taken away, you, the agent, you must be able to pay upfront, and then you go and sell.
Acting Director General of GBC, Mrs. Francisca Ashite Odunten. Meanwhile, the Public Accounts Committee, PAC, has expressed its displeasure with officials of the Ministry of Agriculture for failing to ensure farmers pay back loans given them under various programs. as if sitting in Accra, the park told officials of the ministry in no uncertain terms that they had failed the state. The committee was considering the Auditor General report for ministries, departments and agencies for 2012. Some of the issues they probed the officials on were their failure to recover loans, payment of unearned salaries, an unpaid balance on tractors and other equipment credited to farmers. Abnao Sayasari is a member of PAC.
We understand sometimes things don't go too well, but I'm to tell us that the farming season wasn't working, so we can't pay. So we should accept that that's a reason why they haven't paid. And I don't get to see these microfinance people. The same people go for loans from the microfinance people. Every 2 weeks they are supposed to pay. They go ahead and make the payment. So, is this something we are not doing right? It's a good thing. We know that the expectation. See, every time we give our loans and they don't pay, we have to learn other people. And that is what I'm saying, that if you sign to an agreement that you are supposed to make repayments and by a certain date, you are supposed to finish paying. These reasons, effectively to say, do not matter. You have to pay. Because we deny other people who are waiting for their turn. Other people who can pay, but due to one reason or another, they didn't get a chance to offer and participate in the loan. That is what I'm saying, and that is my concern. It's a very good program, but let us live to the letter of the agreement that we signed.
You heard a member of the PAC, Abnao Sayasari. The Regional Agricultural Office in Kumasi, for instance, failed to recover loans up to 1.8 million cedis under the maize support project. There was also failure to recover loans for agro-processing equipment with 19,000 cedis. From the Auditor General, a review of the block farm project disclosed that between January and December 2011, a total of 12,000 cedis was disbursed to 45 farmers as loans in the form of inputs. An amount of 8,000 cedis had been recovered, leaving an outstanding balance of 4,000 cedis yet to be recovered. These financial breaches were found in several districts nationwide. The PAC therefore asked the heads of the departments of agriculture in the districts to seek legal redress in the recovery of the debts, as directed by the Auditor General's report. The chairperson of the Women Caucus in Parliament, Hajia Mary Salifu Buforo, has reiterated the need for women-based affirmative organizations to continue the women empowerment crusade and influence the taking of pragmatic actions to accelerate gender parity by 2030. She noted that at the start of the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, is the economic empowerment of women, adding that to attain a greater feat in women empowerment, there's a need to eradicate sociocultural practices and societal attitudes that discourage women. The chairperson of the Women Caucus and Deputy Majority Chief Whip stated this on the floor of Parliament when she presented a statement to mark International Women's Day. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra, and the major stories. Private legal practitioner Yao Opong says Attorney General can still pursue the Wyoming case at Supreme Court. Public Accounts Committee takes on Minister of Agriculture for failing to recoup loans given to farmers. For the fourth consecutive time, Ghana tops WAEC annual international competition for senior high schools. Chancellor of UPSA demotes high rate at which people travel outside the country for higher education. And Japan marks its anniversary of devastating earthquake that left more than 19,000 dead. Do stay tuned.
The National Service Scheme has begun processing prospective National Service personnel for deployment to various sectors across the country. The scheme invites metropolitan, municipal and district assemblies, ministries, departments and agencies, educational institutions, hospitals, security agencies and private corporate organizations and all those interested in hosting service personnel in the 2016-17 service year to put in a formal request to the Secretariat. User agencies can also log on to the NSS website at www.nss.gov.gh to submit requests for service personnel. Please note, that the scheme does not encourage and will not honor requests for specific service personnel. Let's support our young men and women to make a meaningful contribution to national development in the spirit of love for country and service to humanity. All requests must reach the headquarters of the National Service Scheme before 15th March 2016. For more information, please visit www.nss.gov.gh. NSS, service to the nation.
Welcome back. You can also get through to Radio Ghana Newsroom on WhatsApp number 0560-266-551. That's 0560-266-551. For the fourth consecutive time, Ghana topped the West African Examination Council Annual International Competition Awards for senior high schools. This year, three students who performed exceptionally well were from the Wesley Girls Senior High School. They obtained grade 8 in the May-June 2015 WASI to beat their counterparts in the other WAEC member countries. At a presentation ceremony in Accra, the Minister of Education, Professor Nana Opoku-Ajimai, said the excellent performance of the students is an indication that measures put in place to enhance education delivery are producing the desired results. Cynthia Boateng reports.
The West African Senior High School Certificate Examination WASI is written by students from Ghana, Nigeria, Gambia, and Sierra Leone. The West African Examination Council WAEC instituted the awards to celebrate deserving students for their outstanding performance in WASI. As if taking the International WAEC Distinction Awards is a tradition in Wesley Girls Senior High School, Jessica Ayelekwe emulated her predecessors and emerged the overall best student. Ruth Erabna Awuzi and Danielle Amumensa, also from Wesley Girls, took the second and third positions. Each of the awardees received a laptop, certificates, and $400. They will also enjoy full scholarship from Universal Merchants Bank. The overall best student, Jessica Ayelekwe, speaks of how she made it to the top.
I don't feel it's important to make excuses. I feel like if you are capable and if you are hardworking, if you are dedicated, you are more than able to achieve what I've achieved and even more. So more of hard work, more of constant practice, motivating yourself, telling yourself that you can do this and you will do it, and then reaching out to for help. I mean, although I used to receive the overall best award, that wasn't just it for me. I still used to practice questions, share them with my classmates, reach out to teachers, and then sometimes you'll get fed up seeing me in their office. Sometimes before they even arrive, I'm there. Until they leave, I'm the one helping them pack their bags. So let's see, girls, they're a very supportive community. The teachers like students who are eager to learn and are more than willing to sacrifice. So they spend teachers nice with us. But even for people who are in schools where they feel the teachers are not putting in effort, all hope is not lost. You can put in your effort and God will bless your effort.
The Minister of Education, Professor Nana Jane Opoku-Ajimai, who is a former student of Wesley Girls, was pleased with their performance, saying it shows confidence in the country's education system.
Cynthia Boateng. The Chancellor of the University of Professional Studies Accra, UPSA, Nene Drolo Boso Odamting, has bemoaned the high rate at which people travel outside the country to seek higher education in Europe and the United States. He has therefore challenged the youth to access equally better institutions in Ghana for higher education and create their own Ghanaian dream. Nene Drolo Odamte said this when he launched the Drolo Scholarship Scheme in Accra. We bring you Nathaniel Nati's report.
The Drolo Scholarship Scheme, under the auspices of the Drolo Educational Foundation, is to assist needy but brilliant students in the country. It is in partnership with the Israeli government. The scheme is to assist the Drolo Center for Strategic Leadership at UPSC, where individuals, especially the youth, are assisted to acquire leadership and entrepreneurial skills for the corporate world. According to Nene Boso Adamte, the paramount chief of the said traditional area, the initial beneficiaries of the scholarship were students from the Ghana Dangbe traditional area. He donated a check for $10,000 to kickstart the first phase of the scheme. Nene Adamte will chair a 6-member committee that will administer the fund.
I'm initiating it with $10,000. It's about 40,000 Ghana cedis as an initial kickoff. I think that is just the best way to go. Counting the students we want to start with, three from each division. We have three divisions of the Shire area, the Lekoji, Yome, and Yowe, three each, and one floating, and eventually we shall expand it.
The Israeli ambassador to Ghana, Amin Mel, who was represented by Yevuche Edem, said his government will continue to partner the university to offer quality education.
We want to hold hands in the University of Professional Studies in Accra to encourage collaboration between the university and other universities in Israel, and accelerators in Israel and high-tech incubators that have been the breeding grounds of Israeli technology and innovation. I know I have said this quite simply, but the plan as discussed between my boss, the ambassador, and Menedrono Adante is a very huge plan. The plan is to convert an entire region of Accra, which encompasses the third traditional area, into a high-tech center that would be world-class.
The Vice Chancellor of the University, Professor Joshua Alabi, urged students to take advantage of the opportunity to educate themselves at the highest level.
Nathaniel Nati reporting. The Ghana Statistical Service has begun a stakeholders meeting in Accra to collate inputs for the second phase of the Ghana Statistical Development Plan. The plan, which will cover 4 years, is expected to enhance the capacity of the statistical system and improve the quality of statistics to inform policy decisions.
The plan will enable stakeholders in the national statistical system to produce relevant and quality statistics for the country. The consultative forum on the Ghana Statistical Development Plan was to sensitize stakeholders on the completion of the first phase of the plan, which began from 2009 to 2013, and also make input for the second phase. Speaking at the forum, the Director of Coordination and Program Management at the Ghana Statistical Service, Sylvester Jemfi, said the meeting was also to ensure that the challenges faced are improved upon during the second phase.
It is important we iron out some of these issues, and then we can improve upon whatever we are doing so that we can monitor progress in the economy. We talked about the challenges and what we will do going forward. Now, it is important after you've done the first one and you are going to do the second successor plan, it is important we deliberate on the challenges that we face in implementing the first one so that we take collective actions to improve upon them so that in the next one we will not have those same challenges again.
Rukayatu Musa's report. The Public Regulatory Commission has embarked on a campaign to educate students on its operations. This is to give them in-depth knowledge about the work of the commission and to enable students to educate their parents on their rights and responsibilities. The PURC and External Affairs Managers Nana Yajantua said these at a sensitization forum in Accra for students of the KNUST, a report by Peggy Amofasua.
The students were taken through the PURC's act and functions of the commission, according to the External Affairs Manager, Nanaya Jantua. The commission is relying on the students to act as agents of change in their communities by educating their family on the commission's operations. She talks about the essence of the campaign.
It looks as if any time that the PRC comes out, we are talking about time. But we also thought there was a need to reach out to even the younger ones. Because they are in these hostels, they are paying bills. They don't have an idea of even how the PRC works. So it is a way of reaching out. It's in the series of public education that we are doing. This year we have come out with this public education program to educate the public extensively. It is the view of the commission that you have to do a lot of public education for the consumers to know what the issues are. I am amazed at how the young ones have information about even the sector. It's very late. It means that we need to do more, and as we do more, we'll be able to reach out to people.
Nanaya Jantua was hopeful the sensitization would go a long way to help the PURC solve some of the problems associated with the tariffs adjustment, among others. She urged the students to make input into the operations of the commission to help fine-tune its services to the people. The students raised concerns about the continuous upward adjustment of utility tariffs in the country.
Peggy Amofasua reporting. President John Mahama has attended the burial rites of the late Bante Maheni Bafo Owusu Asare Aminkwitia in Kumasi. The president was accompanied by the Chief of Staff Julius Debra, the Ashanti Regional Minister John Alexander Akon, and other ministers of state. The president donated 20,000 CDs, 20 cartons of minerals, 10 cartons of beer, 20 boxes of mineral water, and a carton of schnapps. the Asante Hini Otumfuo Osaitutu, the flag bearer of the NPP, Nana Akufo-Addo, some leading members of the CPP and traditional leaders from within and outside the region also paid their last respect to Balfour Amenkwitia. The clergy and some Muslim leaders were not left out. The late Balfour Amenkwitia, who died last month, was a contingent of the Kumasi Traditional Council and second in command after the Asantehene. The U.S. Embassy in Accra held the day's Higher Education Student Fair in Accra. 25 institutions of higher learning advertised their services with the hope of recruiting students to study in the U.S. The U.S. Assistant Secretary of Commerce for Industry and Analysis, Marcos J. Dodd, said the Education Trade Mission is the first of its kind that the department has ever held in Africa.
According to statistics, there are more than 3,000 Ghanaian students in the U.S., while more than 2,300 American students spent time in Ghanaian universities last year. The Assistant Secretary of Commerce for Industry and Analysis, Marcus Jadot, said the mutual exchange is good for both Ghana and the U.S. as it strengthens the educational systems of both countries.
A huge motivator for American institutions recruiting here is they want diversity. They want diversity of geography, they want diversity of thought. Having Ghanaian graduate students, for example, teach American undergraduates enriches the education environment for American undergraduates. So this is a mutually beneficial relationship, and we want to see that grow.
The Deputy Minister of Education, Samuel Okudjetua-Blakwa, so the government spends about 20 million Ghana cedis on students studying abroad by way of scholarships. This is in addition to other sums spent locally at all levels of education. The Deputy Minister elaborated further on government spending in education and the extent of government support.
We are currently doing about 7 to 9% on the average of our GDP on education. So the support for education remains a priority. Our biggest workforce in the public sector is education. We have 292,000 teachers, and we are responsible for the conditions of service entirely.
You're talking about support of students in the U.S. How willing and at what level? Because this is a U.S.-Ghana relationship.
I talked about the scholarship opportunities that we have. The Get Fund scholarship scheme is available to students who will have admission here. They can apply to Get Fund for support. The scholarship secretariat is also another option that is available. But it will be on a case-by-case basis.
Deputy Education Minister Samuel Okudjetua-Blakwa ending the report on the U.S. Education Trade Mission to Ghana. On the foreign front, Republican presidential hopeful Marco Rubio has attacked Donald Trump for saying that Islam State hates the U.S. in a televised debate in Miami. Mr. Rubio, who faces a do-or-die contest in Florida on Tuesday, said Islam had a problem with radicalization, but added that many Muslims are proud Americans. The four Republicans heeded pleas from party leaders to have a civil debate. Unlike the last TV debate, which was littered with personal insults, this event was more substantive with a focus on policy. And Japan is marking the fifth anniversary of the devastating earthquake and tsunami that left more than 18,000 dead or missing. A minute silence will be held across Japan exactly at the time the earthquake struck. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and Emperor Akihito will offer flowers at a memorial ceremony in Tokyo. The magnitude 9.0 quake struck offshore, creating a vast water surge that devastated Japan's northeast. To end the news, the main points again. A private legal practitioner, Yong Opong, says the state through the Attorney General can still pursue the Woyome case at the Supreme Court if it is not satisfied with the ruling of the Appeals Court. The Public Accounts Committee of Parliament has expressed its displeasure with officials of the Ministry of Agriculture for failing to ensure farmers pay back loans given them after various programs. For the fourth consecutive time, Ghana has topped the West African Examination Council Annual International Competition Award for Senior High Schools. This year, three students who performed exceptionally well were from the Wesley Girls Senior High School. And Japan is marking the fifth anniversary of the devastating earthquake and tsunami that left more than 18,000 dead or missing. A minute silence will be held across Japan at exactly the time the earthquake occurred. And that ends the news broadcast from Radio Ghana, Accra.